that I was just going to teach the Word of God. See what that did. We couldn't get good people to come. So we went out and got bad.
Amen.
Right? We did. No, we had some good people. I'm not trying to say. I mean, when the Baptists came here, they told me, well, we really don't want to be part of any church or anything. We don't want to be seen because our boys and everything just a wreck. They just keep shaming us. I said, you're what I mean. I need somebody whose kids shame them and they still come into the house of God.
Yeah,
and yes, sir. We're going to serve them.
Amen.
You know what? That's where the hope of their children.
Yes, sir.
Right. Then one day they'll look and say, you know what? Mom and Dad didn't quit.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
They just stuck right with the stuff. That's what the hope is.
Amen.
Got some other people. Greg, man, I've been on the pulpit. I watched the blue lights out here where a guy's called the cops on me because he didn't like something I said. And so I'm serious, guys. And you know, one of the reasons I keep Mick Jagger's brother-in-law here. He was car salesman. But one of the reasons I do that,
it reminds me of what I have 9 years ago.
That's right.
Now, really, some of the most faithful, honest country people you'll ever meet.
Faithful, honest, want to serve God, and 3-4 might show up at any given Sunday morning.
Now, when I've been here for a while, I've been one time we had 20 people on Sunday morning. A while, we're really late, we're getting there, all right?
But the thing is, I've always loved those people because they put up for the people I brought in here.
And I brought some rough people in here. And they put up with it. Not only that, they got the wife.
And God's taken some of those people, but turned them inside out by golly, put Jesus in them and all sorts of stuff.
Amen.
Made
Amen.
A difference.
Yes. So we got some still kind of resistant. Alright? It's hurt new life to resist, still kind of resistant. I understand that. Took my wife 19 years after our marriage to get saved.
Last 7 of them, knowing for sure she was lost. Nowhere, okay? Nowhere.
I remember her going to an altar call one time, James Billy Parsons
talked to her. He said, young lady, you know what your problem is? She said, what? You're not ready to get saved. Sent her away from the altar. All right? She loved him after that. I mean, he absolutely understood what was wrong, okay? I remember the first time Bryson come to an altar call. Pastor Haynes took him aside.
Talked to him, loved him, and such. He said, still kind of fooling himself.
Don't think he's really ready for Jesus Christ. Next time he went, totally different. Bryson's heart absolutely broken for things of God. I love that. Okay? I love it.
But the thing is, the people that came into the church this way, they can't get no preaching.
That's right.
I'm just telling you. They complain to me. We have preaching. All through Sunday, Wednesday night,
we have a Thursday Bible study. I have people come to me and complain and say, we need more church.
We need to come in here. We need
yes,
more
sir.
Church.
Right,
now, in the last few years, we've opened up and begun to have people from other churches in. Pastor Haynes shamed me on that.
And shamed me in a very good. And you know what? I thank God for them.
They brought in the gifts, and I mean the gifts God put in them and such. But you know what I've noticed?
They're just not keen on that extra preach.
Yeah.
They're just not keen on it.
They just don't have that heart to hear some heaven heart broken and smashed to pieces and turned right. inside out
for the things of God. It's just not right. Now, I'm not saying it won't ever be. There's just something different. There's something different. But I thank God for those of you that can't get enough. Thank God. God ain't done.
Some of you are wondering, say, well, maybe God's passed me by here. No, God ain't passed you by.
That sure isn't.
No, sir. I listened to a message the other day, Brother Willie O'Dell, out of Hunters Creek Baptist Church.
Outside of Hop. He preached a message over at Niagara County
on things that blind Bartimaeus saw.
Things that blind Bartimaeus saw. You know the first thing he saw? He had to go to the crowd. He had to ignore them. Crowds dragging him to hell. Crowds don't shut up.
Yeah.
Crowds don't sit down. He saw that he had to ignore the crowd. He saw that. Yeah. Many a thing old blind Bartimaeus saw. And in the end, Jesus didn't pass him by.
That's right.
Okay?
Jesus didn't pass you folks by.
Amen.
Okay? Now some of you need to open up the eyes of your understanding. You need to let old Bart believe like blind Bartimaeus. Begin to see on those inward parts.
Like God can get to show you what's going on.
Amen.
But for tonight, we're going to close in prayer. Get some rest.
Sleep. Tomorrow come back here at 10 o'clock. We're going to have services. Somebody asked me, is this a revival? Probably not. Ain't been a revival in America in a long time.
That's right. Okay? Yes, sir, bro.
We call it a special meeting. We'll see what God does with it. Okay? I'd like to think that maybe you would get revived. I'd like to think I got revived.
Me too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what kind of people got revived in the Bible? Dead people. So they lay down, they revived. He's alive.
Okay? Problem is, you can't get the average church revived today because they don't think they're dead.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why you can't get a revived. Let God revive those dead things. Those things are dead.
Why don't we do that? Pastor Hayne, would you stand and dismiss us tonight in prayer?
Now, Father in heaven, we know that much planning has gone into this week, much work, part of many of the ladies providing food, and many folks will be busy cooking and serving meals. Much prayer has been put into the preaching. We pray, dear Father, for each man that seeks from you what message he should preach. Lord, we know that none of it will suffice if the power of the Holy Spirit is not given to us. If he does not take control of each service, each song, and each message it's given. Lord, we seek indeed for your presence and for you to be honored and glorified. And therein we lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and pray it in his name. Amen.
Amen.